conversation with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing and defining ideas about, is there price fixing in the price of gasoline? Certainly the prices in California these last weeks have suggested something is awry. I've had routine reports of more than $5 in the Los Angeles area and higher going north. And at one point, there was more than $6 at the Nevada-California border to and from Las Vegas, certainly a heavily trafficked zone. So it wasn't as if it's in the Big Sur and isolated. These prices are various across the country. Everybody can agree, though, that there's more at the pump. And, Professor, since the first day of the Biden administration, there's been talk that the president is moving regulation and intention and Congress to, in some fashion, mitigate fossil fuels. That contributes to this atmosphere that fossil fuels are no longer welcome. But would that also contribute to the price of gasoline, Professor?
Yes. I mean, what happens is the Biden administration position is somewhat mysterious. They have not absolutely shut down everything because they understand what the disaster would be, both economically and politically. But they seem to be slow walking, and slow walking is something that's very difficult to detect from the outside because, you know, permits that would normally take 2 weeks now take 2 months. And the amount that you grant is smaller than the amount that's requested and so forth. But we do know is that the overall level of production now when demand is surging is still about 10% below what it was before this happened. And the supply constraint could really make this kind of difference. There's also a lot of uneasiness about whether or not this policy will shift for the worse. And clearly what happens is you see the absolute absurd position of the president saying, begging OPEC to produce more oil and to lower its profits instead of turning to the American companies and saying to them, go back and frack your heart out and we want you to do it for the domestic and for the export market alike, because we know that every time you start to segment these things in a global market, price distortions are going to seriously take place. And if you increase the supply, that will lower the particular price and you'll reach an equilibrium. But he doesn't want to do that. Now, what he says he's worried about, I suppose, is global warming. But the irony is anything that's produced by Russia is going to be global warming. If you're worried about other pollutants other than carbon dioxide, the American companies are much cleaner. Fracking has certainly improved. The difference in the total cost of fracking, the amount of water that you need, the amount of disruption that you cause to the environment, the amount of energy that you get out for each particular bit of energy that you put into it, all these numbers have risen vastly because what's happened is without the regulation of the federal government, the fracking industry has become vastly more efficient. People still like to talk about terrible stories about how fracking has created certain kinds of pollution. And those stories were often true, but they were often 10 years ago when you were drawing closer to the surface with much more crude techniques. And so you have to factor into the equation the general improvement in technology. And the Biden administration doesn't want to take that output. It still wants to satisfy its own environmentalist wing, which says keep it all in the ground. And in so doing, what it's done is it essentially aggravated the situation. Now, remember, it's not a crisis situation. Prices are going down. They're going up a little bit. But what's happening is you should expect that the situation will slowly deteriorate because the president simply has got the wrong set of priorities.
Is there a connection that we can draw between the decision about the Keystone XL pipeline that was early days of the administration and now what you mentioned in your essay, this new controversy over Enbridge Line 5 pipeline near the Straits of Mackinac, that's Michigan, bringing in energy from Canada. Can we draw a connection between pipelines and the price of gasoline?
Yes, you can. What price lines are is a distribution system. And if you could shut down a price for a distribution system, you can't get the oil and gas where it's needed. And with the Keystone XL pipeline, they shut it down. The other pipelines were probably sufficient, at least at the time, to carry it. What they did is they teed off the Canadians to no small amount. But there's a huge anti-fossil fuel movement in Canada as well. So everything becomes extremely complicated. The Enbridge pipeline, the number 5 pipeline going into Michigan, and that's a much more dangerous type situation, because there you're cutting off existing supplies, and it turns out that there's no other place that you can find it. Gretchen Whitmer is a terrible governor in my view, but she says, I could always find alternative sources. The answer is she will not be able to do so, and prices will start to go up. But always is raised in connection with these pipelines as some kind of environmental issues. There are some, but pipelines are in general much superior to rail and truck as a way of single things, because you have a controlled environment and you're not subject to crashes on the road or derailments or things of that sort. And if the pipelines are bad, what you try to do is to upgrade them. And the correct thing to do is not to shut it down immediately. It's to make short-term maintenance. And then it's only a very short stretch that you have to do, build a new pipeline with new technologies. I mean, I spent some time working on these issues on behalf of the pipeline companies and so forth. I didn't represent them directly. But when you looked at the technological advances in that industry, the difference between a pipeline that was created 30 years ago and a pipeline that's created yesterday is night and day. I mean, one of the things that you could say, the great untold story in America, is that virtually every single line of activity which carries with it risk, technology has reduced those risks by an order of magnitude over the last 20 or 25 years. That's true if you're talking about medicine. It's true if you're talking about automobiles. It's true if you're talking about pipeline. It's true if you're talking about industrial production. Well, if you've got these things under control, then the externalities essentially have been solved. Then what you try to do is to ramp up production, because the collateral dangers are going to be much smaller than they previously are. But Biden seems to think we're back in a prehistoric time where safety is still a big issue.
We have a minute, Professor, and I just want, where we are right now is the search for illegal conduct continues. There's no news that has been called off. But do you expect gasoline prices to moderate once the new year is passed, or do we expect that this becomes a long-term part of the inflation story? We have about 30 seconds.
Oh, and my guess is I think that Biden will start to back off a little bit, because I think his rating in the polls has gone down. And what he cannot survive is an increase in gasoline prices, of which we've observed. At the same time, there's an increase in general inflation and an increase in the general level of crime and a general increase in global insecurity. So he has at least four major, and also the immigration in Texas. He has at least five fronts on which he's failed abjectly. And unless he is brain dead, he and his advisors will start to moderate a little bit on some of these issues. So my best guess is they will let this investigation peter out.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing and defining ideas about the search for illegal conduct with regard to the price of gasoline by the FTC. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,